There's a sickness in my stomach today. It's a 30-year-old memory of a 5-year-old girl holding onto her sister as I look out of Grandma's bedroom window and see a raging inferno. A 5-year-old girl who doesn't understand the tragedy she's seeing and smelling and hearing as she waits at the door. And all she knows is she wants her daddy to come home. Well, I think that says it all, doesn't it?
I know.
My eyes are filling up here.
When I read it.
Do you want me to finish reading it? And he did. Smelly and mucky, but home. And the sisters hug him with such relief, they never want to let him go. So today, on the 11th of March at 11 a.m, that little girl... Sorry, 11th of May at 11 a.m, that little girl will stand next to that great man and I will comfort him as he weeps for that day. Weeps because he survived and 56 didn't. 56 sons and daughters of two cities who went to a football match and never came home.
Well, that's an amazing message.
And that was 4 days before her 6th birthday with a fire.
So, was that you looking out the window?
Yeah, because my grandma lives off Manningham Lane, and from her house we can actually see Valley Parade. That day my dad was going to take me and my sister's 4 years older than me. He was going to take us to the match, but he didn't because his friend got tickets. And that's a decision that he's always glad he made, because we would have been in the stand where the fire was if he'd have taken us that day. And we just remember seeing these flames. And even now, I can remember seeing that fire and smelling that smoke. And like I said, at 5 years old, you don't know what's going on.
No.
All I knew is that there were a fire where my daddy was, and I just wanted him home. And in 1985, you didn't have mobile phones. You couldn't text him and say, "You all right? Are you coming home?" And just standing there and seeing people come on Manningham Lane and up the road, covered in smoke and crying, and every face I saw, I kept thinking, "Is that my dad? Is that my dad? Is that my dad?" And even now, I can remember that moment of relief when he walked through that door, and he was black, and he stunk of smoke.
My God!
But he was there.
You remember the story from your side, of course.
Yeah,
don't you?
We were in the stand with a friend of mine, and we just saw these smoke. Thought somebody set a smoke bomb off. By the time I got onto the pitch, I just saw the flames travel from one end to the other. And I just saw people on fire.
What were the moments today, would you say, that were the most memorable?
Well, there's everything. Reading the names out.
With the bell tolling.
Oh, and the bell tolling. And then when she sang the first song.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just...
You'll never walk alone.
Never walk alone. Yeah. That was amazing.
The sight that struck me, by the way, was all the fans wearing the 56 hoodie on their heart. You've got one on there yourself, you know.
Yeah.
And there's one girl here just stood in front of the fire engine, stood up, you know, wiping tears away with the fire engine in the background. And I just thought that was a hugely powerful image as well. You know?
But it's nice this year that it's been recognised by the Football League and the Premier League, because there is a sense in Bradford, and I know the Hillsborough tragedy was horrible and there's been a big investigation into it, but every year in Bradford you kind of feel as if you've been forgotten about. It's almost the football disaster that was forgotten about.
Right, and it's acknowledgement better this time.
It's the acknowledgement, because, you know, those 56 people lost their lives. They went to a football match and they never came home.